Zombies to the rescue. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Who knew the zombie economy could be a good thing?
This year, Halloween spending is expected to be the highest it's ever been.
Ellen Davis of the National Retail Federation, who is actually sharing some good news for a change.
People like the idea of going out to celebrate a no-strings-attached holiday in an economy like this one, where we've all seen a lot of low confidence and uncertainty.
In fact, Halloween spending is expected to hit $72 per person this year. That's $6.8 billion spent just on Halloween, which is a record. A lot of it's due to the popularity of zombie walks, zombie flash mobs, zombie video games. In fact, by one calculation, the zombie industry alone has transfused about $5.7 billion into the economy. Strangely, one of the reasons Halloween has only gotten more popular seems to be that the crummy economy has made dark humor so irresistible. And it also turns out, according to Slate.com, that Halloween candy, in addition to being an excellent source of quick energy and fun calories, can be a solid, long-term investment. That's because candy, being high in sugar and low in moisture, discourages the growth of microbes and can remain edible a year later, although after that, ingredients like nuts and peanut butter will go rancid. But a pure chocolate candy bar remains edible 2 years after you buy it. Not too many investments that can claim that anymore. Now this. This is Dave Ross on CBS Radio Network.